I love it when they mess around with a rhythm like that and do a whole bunch of funny things going on. And it's probably basic 4/4 time, but it sounds like they're doing a whole bunch of other stuff. That was vibraphonist Chen Chen Liu from her new album called Built-In System, live in New York, live from New York on Giant Step Arts. An interesting artist and a really neat album there from Chen Chen Liu. And we have just tiptoed into the third hour of our program today. It's 12:02 Central Time, and it's time for me to make you all aware of exactly what you're listening to.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us, and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 megahertz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Victoria King speaking for the Board of Directors, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more great community radio.
Thank you, Victoria, and I hope that you will all take her advice and stay tuned for great community radio. And this program, within the context of all that ERP and other good stuff, is called Voyage. My name's Keith Black, and I provide jazz between 10 and 1 here on Wednesdays live. And any time that you might want to follow through on that with archived programs at ckw.ca. And let's get back to some jazz now, following Chen Chen Liu. Coming back home for this one, I'm actually playing the second half of an EP. I've played the first half, but not the second half, with drummer Curtis Nowosad from Winnipeg. Originally, he now sort of hangs out in the Big Apple most of the time, but he comes home. He has family here, of course, and a lot of musical and other connections. So this is, we all consider him still a Winnipegger. Curtis has a brand new EP out, and it's an EP because it has four tracks only, and it doesn't run the full length of most albums. But what there is very good. It's a trio with Curtis with two, I'm going to say old friends, not, friends he spent a lot of time with. I don't know how old they are, but anyhow, with Andrew Renfrew on guitar. Very, very fine playing on this, and very impressed with his playing here. And Luke Selleck on bass, always a steadying force in whatever group he plays in. And, of course, Curtis on drums. The album is called If I Had, which is the first part of one of the tracks on the album, which is If I Had a Hammer. And the four tracks I've mentioned before, that there are four tracks. Two of them are sort of covers of relatively well-known songs, like By the Time I Get to Phoenix and like that. The other two are ones that are more associated with social comment of some kind, and that includes the title track, If I Had a Hammer. And the track called Heaven is 10 zillion light years away, which is a very, the lyrics of it are very quite fascinating. It's what is Stevie Wonder? Is that at any rate? It's worth checking out. Although, of course, there aren't any lyrics or vocal on this album, but instrumentally, it's heaven is 10 zillion light years away. And as I've mentioned in my review in the newspaper, it's worth checking out Stevie Wonder's lyrics. They're really quite interesting for that song. But now, here is Curtis Nowosad, Andrew Renfrew, Luke Selleck from If I Had, with two tracks I'm going to play by the time I get to Phoenix, and then I'm going to play Heaven is 10 Zillion Light Years Away. Here is, By the Time I Get to Phoenix, Curtis Nowosad and the trio. Thank you. Heaven is 10 zillion light years away. Excuse me. With the Curtis Neustadt Trio from his album or his EP called If I Had. With great guitar work there by Andrew Renfrew. I'm impressed with that throughout the album. Very neat stuff. It's now 12:20 Central Time here in Winnipeg. You're listening to Voyage. My name's Keith Black. Well, following Curtis, let's go to from a trio down to a duet. I've sampled this album before, but not these particular tracks. Sam Newsom plays saxophones, and Jean-Michel Pilk plays piano, and they've had at least one other duet album in the past. This new one is called Cosmic Unconsciousness Unplugged. Now, there's a title for you. And it's on the Some New Music label. But from Cosmic Unconsciousness Unplugged, I'm going to play three tracks today by this duo. The first two are parts of a short suite called Bittersweet Euphoria, parts one and two. The third one is called The Storm Before the Quiet, and you'll know when you get there because the beginning of the track does sound like a storm. It really sounds like they're playing a storm, if I can put it that way, and then the quiet. But it's really good stuff. These two have the sort of relationship that often happens in jazz with duet partners who work together a lot. They sort of have something like the musical equivalent of a Vulcan mind meld or something. They really can work together like one person, and the moving back and forth and the communication and nonverbal is just fantastic. So here are three tracks from saxophonist Sam Newsom and pianist Jean-Michel Pilk from Cosmic Unconsciousness Unplugged. Here's two tracks of The Bittersweet Euphoria, parts one and two, and then The Storm Before the Quiet. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's a very cool album with a duet album with saxophonist Sam Newsom and pianist Jean-Michel Pilk. They work so well together, and their compositions are very interesting. You just heard the last one was called The Storm Before the Quiet, and that, as I said, it's very evocative there. And then a two-part bittersweet euphoria suite just before that. At times gentle, at times sort of soaring and sort of guttural, but it's really neat stuff, and they work so well together. And it's moving on toward the end of our program now. I've got about 20 minutes left in the show, and I think what I'm going to do is try and get a page from the Fair Play file. For the last couple of weeks, I've put saxophonist Mark Turner's name on the playlist with some music from his Live at the Village Vanguard album, which is relatively new. And for the last 2 weeks, I've either cut him short or not played at all. So, sorry, Mark. Today, I'm going to make it up for you. I am going to finish the show with as much as I can play of your Live at the Village Vanguard album, which will include, start with a track called Nigeria, the second version of that, Nigeria 2, and then something called Lincoln Heights. I'll see how much farther than that I can get. But for the remaining 20 or so or 19 or so minutes of the show, you're going to hear Mark Turner from the Village Vanguard. And I just need to say, as always, it has been a treat for me to be here today. In spite of the cough that started the whole thing, I probably had you all running for your masks or something. I apologize for the button being on when I started the show. But since then, it's been sort of whatever passes for normal on this show. My name is Keith Black, and I am always in debt, I think, to the station here for letting me all these years share my music with you. It's a terrific treat for me, and hopefully it's something that you get some benefit from as well. I'll be back next week to provide three more hours of jazz from all over the place. Today was actually program number 1181, so it's been quite a while since I started here, and passing through the studio this morning and having a chance to say hello was a man named Art Ladd, who was the very first program director. As I told him, if I was ever freaking out at the start of not knowing what to do on air, he was the one who would calm me down and tell me what to do when he was program director here, when the program was just going on air. So that's how long it's been, and I have appreciated this opportunity over the years. And I'll be back next week to continue that opportunity. Hope you'll tune me in again as well. Mark Turner plays saxophone, and his band here is his quartet with Jason Palmer on trumpet, Joe Martin on bass, and Jonathan Pinson on drums. Really good stuff here. They really know what they're doing. Most of the tracks, or many of them, go more than 10 minutes because they are live at the Vanguard, so they can stretch out a bit. And I will let them do that for the remaining 18 minutes of the show and let them stretch out, and I'll play as much as I can. As I say, you will hear all of Nigeria 2 and probably all of Lincoln Heights, and I'll see if I can sneak in a little bit of extra depending on how the time works out at 1 o'clock. Thank you so much for tuning in today, and I hope you will take advantage of the opportunity to do it next week. As I say, I'm Keith Black. Bye for now. Look after yourselves for the next week or so. I'll see you then. Thank you.
Thank you.